Jessica, thanks for joining us this week. We are starting things off talking about a deadline for applications for absentee ballots. What can you share with us?
So any registered voter has until October 6th to be able to pick up one of those mail-in ballots. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't still vote in person. Mail-in ballots are being encouraged since we're still in a pandemic. But for those who wish to do in-person, there's still several convenience centers open.
Speaking of those convenience centers, can you give us an update on polling locations in the area?
So if you are within the Otero County area, you have a couple of options. Some of those locations are going to be familiar to voters. They include the Sergeant Willie Estrada Memorial Civic Center in Alamogordo, the Tay Special Events Center, the Otero County Fairgrounds in Tularosa, the Public Service Safety Facility courtroom, and in Chaparral at the Community Center. If you're in La Luz, you can go to the elementary school, and the Mescalero Community Center and Cloudcroft Council Chambers are also serving as voting locations. Now, if you're a voter who usually uses one of those rural precincts to vote, those have all been converted to mail-in ballots only. So keep that in mind when you are planning your election day voting.
Now, we're going to move on and talk about a deadline that has passed for businesses to submit applications for CARES Act money. What can you tell us about this deadline and what's available for folks in the area who applied?
So as part of the second CARES Act package, the city and the county, City of Alamogordo and the County of Otero, both received grant funds, which they could issue to local businesses who were affected by COVID-19. Now, the application deadline for that has passed. It was September 25th. And what will happen next is that the applications that were received will be sorted and approved. And the county and the city are telling us that they hope to be able to issue those grant funds to the applicants by December. Now, this money was meant to help relieve some of the expenses for businesses associated with COVID, such as purchasing PPE, helping pay overhead bills, that type of thing. So we're hoping that the millions of dollars that both the county and the city received will help ease some of the business burden because of COVID-19.
Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but there was news last week. The Museum of Space History in Alamogordo reopened.
Correct. So one of our favorite places in Alamogordo, the Museum of Space History, opened last week, Thursday, to the public again. Now, keep in mind that there are still safety precautions in place. You got to wear your face mask. You got to keep social distancing. Some portions of the museum are still closed to the public, like the third floor gallery, but there have been great upgrades made to the museum. So hopefully visitors will take a moment to take a look around, check out the new exhibits, ask some new questions, and reacquaint themselves with the museum.
Thanks for the update, Jessica. We'll talk with you next week.
I look forward to it.